97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Hello, and welcome to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Thanks for joining myself, Matt Hall, and Matt Oakes each week as we review the games, make our picks, reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super Six, and select our Grid Great of the Week. Matt Oakes, I hand the pigskin off to you.
Well, thank you, Matt. I'm glad to be here, and wow, what a week last week. But that was just an appetizer compared to what we have this week. Five of our six teams, area teams, are in action tonight. Some decent matchups to look forward to. But first, we're going to go ahead and do a quick scoreboard recap from last week, Matt. What do we have?
I think it's a good idea. We'll start off with Orange crushing Northern Vance 56-0. As you know, Garrett Clore, the quarterback, led the way. And Orange's defense, just can't say enough about those guys. Second game, let's talk about Northwood romping Cedar Ridge, 79-28. I was actually called out to that game to do a little reporting and did a little sideline reporting out there. So I caught some of the action. You know, Cedar Ridge hangs in there, and that's about all you can ask for at this point. Northwood actually still a little shaky early on, a little lacking in confidence, I think, from that Orange romp. But we can get into that a little more later. Cedar Ridge just early on kept the Chargers on their toes, but really no match.
Yeah. Northwood, no surprise there.
And maybe for our next game?
Oh, Randleman. Yeah, well, you know that's one that I called, right? So Randleman over Carrboro. The injury woes for Carrboro continue, and without, you know, their Trey Sharp in there, it's going to be a tough test. It's not quite the same team without him in there to count on. So Randleman took out a win, and I can't say I was too surprised.
No, you did pick it. I couldn't see Carrboro dropping three straight, but special teams miscues, and we'll get into a little more of that later as well, a little more detail on that. And then our fourth game, Matto.
It was Southern Durham taking down Chapel Hill, and it wasn't close. That was the surprise of that one. You figured Coach Marsh would have his boys, you know, fired up and ready to play, but Southern Durham just sped away. They've got a really prolific offense down there, and I guess it was proved too much for the Tigers.
And Chapel Hill couldn't get it going either.
All right, now it's time for our first coach's interview. And earlier in the week, I had a chance to chat with Coach Jason Tudrin, and his Carrboro Jaguars are on a three-game slide of late. How will they fare this week as they start their conference opener against Bartlett Yancey? It's a home game. I sat down with Coach Tudrin to find out how his team is going to adapt with no Trey Sharp nor Marlon Johnson in the lineup this week. Let's hear from Coach Tudrin. First of all, last week had a 15-point loss to Randleman. If you could go ahead and kind of walk us through that. What did you see? What were your takeaways? Kind of what transpired last Friday night?
Well, the positives were that we moved the ball pretty well on offense after not doing so the week prior against South Granville. It was a one-score game at the half, and we were in it, and injuries took its toll in the second half, and really the disappointing negative side of it was that we gave up 15 points directly on special teams, which has been traditionally uncommon for us. I mean, we gave up a punt return, and then we had a punt blocked that equaled the touchdown. So that's 15 points, 14 points right there, if you will, and it was really disappointing because I think there were more effort things than they were, randomly making a play. So I think we've got to shape that up and make sure we correct any of those mental errors for this coming Friday.
Could you give us a quick injury update? Is anybody banged up this week, and who's trying to still get healthy?
I tell you what, we've got more guys injured than I think we have healthy, to be honest with you. Trey Sharp's not going to play this week. Marlon Johnson won't play this week. So it's, and we've got a long list of of guys that are usually starters that aren't going to play as well. So I'm excited because we've had a really good week of practice. We've got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores that are taking on starting roles, and you know, they practiced really hard. They're excited about the game plan, and I'm eager to see them go out and compete on a Friday night.
So with that being said, what areas have you been focusing on motivating your team this week in practice with the loss of Johnson and Sharp? What have you really been – have you been keeping things a lot more simple? Or?
Yeah, we've simplified, but at the same time, we've prepared really hard. You know, we're giving them Friday night preparation. Our stuff's pretty simple to begin with. It just takes repetition in order to become good at it. And I think they'll do that over time. And we talk all the time about the process. You know, if you're a younger player, you know, you're getting yourself prepared through the just creating continuous habits to be a really good Friday night football player. And then on the side, big picture of it all, you know, it's our first conference game. And, you know, overall records, Reidsville's 4-2, Carrboro's 3-3. There's a couple teams at 2-4, and there's a couple teams at 1-5. The way we see it, conference is wide open, and all they have to do right now is win one conference game. And so I think our young guys are really excited for that challenge, and I look forward to seeing how they play tomorrow.
With Bartlett Yancey on Friday, like you said, a conference game, do you feel like there's new life on the season with the guys knowing, you know, it's a clean slate going into conference? And kind of what have you seen out of the conference so far this season, and where, you know, maybe your biggest challenges might fall?
Well, I can tell you this, that for our first six games, it's all teams that we have history with. And preparation becomes that much more challenging because they know our schemes, we know their schemes, and you know, you've really got to do your homework in order to be successful on a Friday night, first thing. The second thing, now, Bartlett Yancey, this is the first time we've ever played them. They're very good, they're athletic, they're very big on the offensive and defensive lines. So our older experienced guys like Xavier Dunn and Rakim Satterwhite are going to have to take the lead on the offense and defensive lines to be able to make some things happen for us. And I think they will. But it's refreshing for us because it's a team that we've never seen before. They've never seen us. And we can kind of go out and do our thing scheme-wise, and I'm sure they'll do the same. I think our kids have a great week of preparation, and we're eager to see how they compete.
When we return to The Grid with Matt and Matt, I'm Matt Paul. We'll speak with Northwood coach Bill Hall coming off that decisive win over Cedar Ridge.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. It's time for my interview, Matt Paul, with Northwood coach Bill Hall.
Okay, before we talk about Friday's game versus Webb, let's reflect a bit on last Friday's 79-28 rout of Cedar Ridge. What did you like from your team?
We battled for four quarters. We made halftime adjustments. We had a big lead at halftime. However, we did not play our best. We dropped six balls actually in the first half, and that's way too many. When we play the likes of Orange and Southern Durham and Cardinal Gibbons, we can't make those kind of mistakes and have a chance at the ball game. And I think we did a much better job in the second half.
And still a bit of a slow start. You also probably don't want to have that against a high caliber team either. No offense to Cedar Ridge.
No, we do not. We have to finish drives. We had two drives inside the 10-yard line where we did not finish drives. We missed a field goal, and that's stuff that we can't do against the high caliber teams.
I'm impressed with Cedar Ridge coach Casey. He and his team ignore their record. They keep playing. Actually had a couple of big plays against you guys. What advice do you have for him and that program moving forward?
Coach Casey and Coach Pappas up at Cedar Ridge are great friends of mine, and I talked to Chris after the game in length. You know, we talked real quickly after the game, then we talked again in length, you know, about 15 minutes after everybody had cleared. And you know, he keeps his head up, and Chris is going to do a good job with him. He's got him going in the right direction, but you know, we've all been there, and I just told him keep fighting. You know, better days are coming.
Moving on to Webb, they can put up some points. 31 in a loss to Chapel Hill, 24 in a blowout to Cardinal Gibbons. No shame there. Is their offense their main concern for you?
I think so. They got a couple big backs, big fullback leading the way for big tailback, and we got a our D line's got to play an outstanding game to control their running attack. They don't make any secrets about what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the ball first, and then try to hit you on some play action, and then spread you out occasionally. But you know, they're not trying to fool you on what they're going to do. But yeah, that is a concern. Their D line is pretty impressive looking, so you know we got to do a good job offensively as well.
Yeah, it was Tobiah Lewis who rushed for 120 yards versus Gibbons in that loss. Is that hard to judge, though, in a game like that, or is he a good back?
He's a good back. I mean, I no doubts in my mind they're both good backs. You know, the fullback, when he gets it in his hands, he causes problems as well. So we got to be ready to tackle the football.
The same thing with Bo Smith. Tough outing there. 3 interceptions, just 3 for 9. But he did run for 32 yards, so you're going to have to keep an eye on that, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And finally, what's the latest feat on your team? You got Hunter Blackman back from one game ban. Penix and Rowan were banged up, among other players. What's new injury-wise?
I think we're going to be good to go. Kadarius is back. He got a MRI results Friday, and it was clear to go this week. Jarman should be back with us at right tackle. Unfortunately, the guy that played for him, Welch, played right tackle for us Friday night. He's a little banged up this week, so he's probably out this week. Not 100% sure on that one, but he's probably our biggest question mark right now going into this week.
And then Penix?
Penix, good to go.
That was Pittsboro Northwood coach Bill Hall. Next up, after the break, we'll hear from the skipper at the helm of Orange Crush, Pat Moser. Come on back and hang out with us on the grid with Matt and Matt.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
We still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come.
Welcome back to the grid with Matt and Matt. I'm Matt Oakes, and now we're going to get a chance to hear from Coach Pat Moser over at Orange High School. His squad has outscored opponents 252-43 on the season. Remarkable. Let's hear from Coach. Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank you for removing any doubt about our grid grade of the week pick. We went with your Orange defense as a unit, and they certainly did not disappoint. Could you go ahead and give us a quick recap of last week's 56-0 win against Northern Vance, and what did you like most about that performance?
Well, I have to say, you know, really both sides of the ball played extremely well. But the defense again had another shutout, and they were responsible for 3 scores too. So they played extremely well. I thought J.D. Brooks had another real nice game. He had a punt return for a touchdown. He had several passes that he broke up and made several tackles from the free safety spot. So real pleased with the defensive line play again. Northern Vance really had a hard time. I think they had 3 or 4 first downs. That was it for the game. So I thought our defense was great again, but then again, our offense played well, too. We scored a lot of points.
Do you think that Northwood win really did take your team maybe to even another level? It just seems like each and every week they just keep getting better and better. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it always helps your team, I think, when you play a real quality opponent, and that's what Northwood is. You know, I think Northwood by no means is out of the picture as far as maybe winning this conference or getting into the mix of, you know, the teams at the top. I think that they're going to pose problems for the other teams in our conference, and they're very good football team. So by us playing well enough to beat Northwood in the fashion that we did. I just think it says a lot about how good of a squad we have. I hope we are continuing to get better. We seem to be real crisp and just really every aspect of the game. Our receivers, when they get a chance to catch the ball, they do. We're not turning the ball over any. Our special teams are very crisp, and our defense is playing well. So, you know, right now, I couldn't be happier. We do have a few kids that are injured. It would be nice to get them back so that we could have our full complement, you know, when we play at the end of the year. So, you know, hopefully we'll get those 5 or 6 injuries that are out right now back, and we'll be even better.
And who are those injuries? Who's out right now?
Well, we have Adam Reynolds out with an ankle injury. That's our center. We have Pat Pettiford, who played Friday night, but he only played about half the game. We would put him in a series and then take him out, put him in a series and take him out. He's coming off a high ankle sprain, and he's getting stronger, but he's still not 100%. Tay Jones, our other wing back, has an ankle injury, and he played probably about 25% of the game last week, and we held him out.
Well, that makes it even more impressive what you guys have been doing to the opponents, and probably if you get those guys back, it's no telling what happens. As far as practice this week, anything in particular you really have been working to improve on?
Pretty much we run practice, you know, the same that we do each week. Monday is a learning day for us. We do a lot of walk-through and fitting drills against the defense that we'll face to check our pass blocking and run schemes that we're going to do, and then we watch film. And then Tuesday, we go half pads, and we go about 75% on the field to get our kids used to a little bit more speed against what they're going to face this week. And then, you know, Wednesday we do game situation and special teams with game situation. And then Thursday is a light run through for us, and like a recap of the week.
Not that you can completely overlook Cedar Ridge, but given that they've had plenty of struggles this year, is it a nice kind of timing to face them when you've been trying to get some of these guys back healthy?
Well, I don't quite look at it that way. I don't guess. You know, I've been coaching for 26 years, and I have seen upsets. You know, you have to. Everybody has. And so that always weighs on my mind, especially when you're playing crosstown rivalry like we're about to play. It's a dangerous game. You know, and the thing about Cedar Ridge is they have been scoring points against everybody they've played. They've scored points, and they've scored a lot. They scored, you know, 28, 35 points a couple times. So they can score offensively, and they've been struggling stopping people. But when you can score points like that, and if you get into a shootout, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, I'm not overly confident going into this game. I don't think our kids are either. Our kids are eager to play Cedar Ridge. Like I said, it is our number one rival game. But very dangerous club, very well coached. You know, they're just young, and they're coming into they'll come into their own as time goes by. But a very dangerous club, and we're taking them very seriously.
Okay, we've heard from our area coaches, and when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll be on the clock.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provided thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. And now it's our favorite time of the day. It's the time for some picks, some previews, some Super 6 action. There's Grid Greats of the Week. Wow, it should be a lot of fun, Matt.
Action-packed. Let's get right into the games. First of all, a WCHL game of the week. Cedar Ridge 0-6 at Orange, 6-0. Some positives for Cedar Ridge. They've scored 28 or more points in each of the last three games.
There you go.
Their sophomore quarterback, Peyton Pappas, has a bright future, I think. Team doesn't give up. Coach is superb for what he is and what they do, and they're going to grow. The downside is they're young, small, and they have a thin roster. And it's 2 weeks in a row against a powerhouse opponent, this time at Orange. Three shutouts on the season, 43 points allowed. You know what gets overlooked, Matt, as we were talking about earlier, is their offense. Comment for me on their offense a little bit.
Yeah, when we think of the Orange Crush, we do tend to think of that vaunted defense. But come on, let's give it up to the other side of the ball. They have scored 252 points. Garrett Clower as 9 of 11 last week. He went 2 touchdowns. The week before, it was 5 touchdowns. They're playing unbelievable, and they've got a stable of running backs over there. And Orange is the full array of skill on the Orange High School.
They're so efficient that in some respects you take it for granted how good they are on the offensive side of the ball. Picking this game, it's Orange.
No arguments there, Orange.
Yeah. Chapelboro.com game is Bartlett Yancey at Carrboro. Bartlett Yancey's 2-4, Carrboro 3-3. Bartlett Yancey hasn't won since September 6th, the 47-10 win over Atkins. I guess you could say they were on the Atkins diet that game. Since then, they've been outscored 154-48 in losses to Pearson, T.W. Andrews, and Chatham. Whenever I'm not sure where school is, I'll say it's out by Greensboro. That's got to be. Carrboro, 45 points in the last three games, not good. 41 or more points allowed in the last three games. Where has their offense gone? Where has their defense gone?
Well, I'm not going to argue with Coach Jason Tudor, and I heard it from the man himself and said seems like we have more people on the injured list than we do actually actively out on the field, and that's not a good sign. No Trey Sharp, no Marlon Johnson, no Carrboro win this week.
Again this week. I'm actually going to go ahead and pick them because they're home again. I'm buying into it.
Before. Still haven't jumped off the bandwagon over there?
Not so much bandwagon jumping off, but I can't see them being 3-4. I am a broken record on that. Okay, so I'm Carrboro, you're Bartlett Yancey. Next game, 0-6, Northern Vance at Chapel Hill, 2-4. Northern Vance has allowed 50 or more points in three of their last four games, getting outscored 118-6 in their last two losses.
Boy.
To Orange and Northern Vance. We're a little familiar with Orange here, aren't we? Chapel Hill won two of their last three, but coming off a 59-20 blowout at Southern Durham. I'm going to go Chapel Hill in this one. They're home. They're playing a winless team. I think they're going to get within one game of 500 here.
Well, you think Chapel Hill could stay closer than 56 points against Orange. You'd think, but we haven't seen that one yet. But, yeah, I think Chapel Hill will be just a good enough. They'll pull out a win at home and get back on track.
Next game, Riverside 4-2 at East Chapel Hill 1-5. Riverside loves slugfest shootouts. They topple Cleveland 63-49. Sounds more like a basketball game, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then Apex also. Love those kids at Apex sub out there. But they lost 37-31 in overtime. So those last 2 weeks' results. East Chapel Hill, the lone win of the season over Cedar Ridge, coming off a bye week, scored just 2 touchdowns in the last 2 games total. So Riverside here in a pretty comfortable win, I think, Matt.
East Chapel Hill coming off a bye week. I expect Coach John Sherman's boys to be fired up, ready to go, at home. They've got everything to play for. I want to pick them. I really do. But you got to go with the hot hand. Riverside has won 3 in a row. Wow. That's a scary sound, but Matt, it looks like we're just having too much fun here tonight. We can't even get to our Super 6. What are we going to do about that?
Well, we're going to have the folks check out chapelboro.com. That's what it's there for. But we do have time to pick our Grid Grade of the Week, Matt. Oh, who did we decide on?
We decided on Orange quarterback Garrett Clower. We hinted at it.
Really good choice. A couple of really good games in a row.
9 of 11 for 169 yards and 2 touchdowns against Northern Vance last week. Congratulations, Garrett Clower. And that's it for tonight. Thanks, Matt. Good show. And we're going to toss it over to Paul Connell over at Orange. tonight. So that's it. Join us back same time, same place. And that's it for The Grit with Matt and Matt.